Nikki.
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. We would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
I am.
It is a very short survey about laws regarding firearm security storage.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Now, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
It's a major responsibility, yes.
Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or also made temporarily inoperable by tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would support.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
I don't know. I'd probably oppose it.
What about a locked safe container or case?
Yes, I would oppose.
Support or oppose?
Support, thank you.
Thank you. What about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used as a store a firearm?
Support.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
I would oppose if there was only a key lock.
What about a combination lock?
Well, I'd have to oppose too. I think it should be padlock.
Support or oppose?
I'd oppose.
Okay. And the next one is a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint.
Support.
Thank you. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not be, should not also be required to be unloaded?
I support that it should be, I'd oppose.
So do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
It should not.
Now, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secured if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think, yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
Yes, it is secure.
If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
If somebody should not have the gun, should it be supposed? Well, if he should have the gun, he's not going to follow rules. So I guess I would support because I want it at least locked up.
Thank you.
Thank
you. I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me.
Okay.
Now, searches for homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I would support.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
No support.
Thank you. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Support.
Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
I would support.
Thank you. Now, the next couple of questions are just for statistical purposes. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, 65 plus?
50 and 64.
Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo? Black or African American? Hispanic or Latino? Asian or other?
White or Anglo.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Thank you very much. And this concludes our survey. I thank you for your participation, ma'am.
Yes,
have a
wonderful
day. Thank you.